The speed cameras have been turned off for months, and the city has been losing millions from the $40 fines. Trouble started with indications some of the cameras originally installed by Xerox State and Local Solutions in school zones weren't always accurate, and in some cases weren't reading the correct locations. Those troubles persisted after the city ended its contract with Xerox and went with locally based Breckford. But after a few weeks, even with some new equipment, the problems continued, and recently the city decided to pull the plug. The Sun reports the settlement with Breckford comes to $600,000 and is to go for a vote before the Board of Estimates this week. Steve Fremier, WBAL and WBAL.com.